Welcome to the True Chat Show on True Chat in Urbana, Ohio. I'm Justin T. Weller.
Ooh, and I'm Cam Pierce.
We are thrilled that you've decided to take up your precious time and share it with us. But I'm sure that we'll manage to entertain you one way or another. So,
that,
it's Friday, Cam.
Yes, it is. Sorry.
No, it's okay. The organ. So, what's the big plan for the weekend? How was the week? Give us the Camden Pierce lowdown on life.
Dude, week was okay. I went and hung out with a friend. I went and broed down with Brodimus Maximus, a friend
that I have
not seen in some time. And really broed down like that since probably like early high school days was when we would really bro down. You ever broed down before, Justin T?
Before I confirm or deny that, could you give us a definition maybe of what broing down means?
Dude, broing down.
It sounds like it could go a few different ways, and I just want to make sure we're on the same wavelength here.
All right. Well, my definition of broing down, in your circles, broing down maybe a few different things. But broing down in my circles is where you play video games, right? Pretty much the whole night. You go and you get probably junk food or so, like some pizza, maybe some good fast food or some good quick like Chinese or something, so you don't have to cook. And in my circles, it's mostly like nerd stuff. Like we played some 2K, played some Dragon Ball Z, Budokai Tenkaichi 3. All of that made sense to you, I bet.
Yes.
And some nerd cards. Played some one-on-one nerd cards a little bit as well. So, I mean, I tell you what, it was a heck of a weekend, for sure. And my weekend was a Monday night to Wednesday morning. So, there you go.
But wow. That's what, no work, apparently.
That's
huh?
what broing down is. No, I didn't have work Tuesday, and I didn't have any work yesterday. So, it was pretty nice. Only worked... No, I did end up working a full, like, until almost midnight on Wednesday, which was not fun. Didn't get a lot of sleep for doing that. But now I work Friday to Monday here, so starting at 10:30 today, and then I work until I get off on Monday. Then I'm probably off Tuesday, but I don't know.
Got to make that money.
Oh yeah. Well, hey, it's Super Bowl weekend, baby. People are trying to. Trying to leave their house.
So do you have to work through the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I had a choice whether I wanted to or not. I said I'd rather make the money than that's what I told my boss anyway. So hey, but if you want to hear Super Bowl predictions, and Justin T doesn't even know about this, but it was kind of a spur of the moment thing on Twitter. Apparently Matty Ice, Mike Vann, and myself are having a Super Bowl special edition on Sunday at 11 a.m. So if you were itching for some sports talk, it's happening right here.
Wow.
On True Chat, I know.
That's something. The revitalization
there
for a hot second.
For a hot second.
Nuts. Well, I may have to listen, even though my interest in the Super Bowl... I'm sure it does not extend to the advanced, you know, probably past about the first minute of the show. My guess is it will go beyond my desire to know. But
there you go.
But hey, it those three together, it's a good time. Great sports show.
I'll be interested to see, not to talk about just like the ins and outs and will Tom Brady be able to do the things, but I'll be interested to see if people are interested in the Super Bowl this year because of Tom Brady fatigue. Everybody's seen Tom Brady year in and year out. Doesn't give anybody else in the AFC a chance. So,
dude, you got to play fair. Let everybody else have a turn.
Yeah, come on, man.
It's not cool. Okay?
Not cool, man.
How many Super Bowls does he have now?
That would be 5.
That's yeah. I mean, how many times do you have to be the greatest? I guess a lot.
A lot. Yeah. You have to be the greatest a lot in order to be the greatest of all time.
That's right.
He's the GOAT, baby.
Yeah. Anyway, so you got a weekend of work ahead. Right. So not really a weekend, but
no. This is when I got to work. So it'll be a time for sure.
You better rake it in for the Super Bowl. Otherwise, you'd be real testy.
Yeah, if I'm not making money and I'm just sitting in there doing carryout orders and stuff, I'm gonna be a little peeved.
Ooh,
but hey. You know, I actually like, for some reason, I've turned into the Lance Jackson. I like listening to games on my radio, just driving around delivering pizzas. Yeah, it's the weirdest thing. I didn't think I'd ever be one of those guys who I'm like, oh yeah, I want to listen on the radio. But I tell you what, like the Bengals broadcast down here, the guys on the radio are killer. Like I realized that, oh man, I tell you what, I thought I was pretty good at talking into a mic, but man, they are awesome.
And I bet they get hyped.
Oh yeah, dude. The local guys, his name's Dave Lapham. He used to play for the Bengals. He's the color guy. Yeah. I'm not entirely sure who does play-by-play, but he's like a normal guy who's been a broadcaster forever. But Dave Lapham, man, whenever they score a touchdown, you can hear him in the background while the play-by-play guy's telling you it. He's just going, go, go, come on, you got to, yeah! Like he's cheering in the background like a fan and like a player, and I'm like, God, I'm so happy that they let him do that. Yeah, you could do it. It's pretty great.
Yeah, it's hey, sports broadcasting, especially if it's a team that you like, it's a fun time.
Oh yeah. So. Well, it can either be the funnest of times, or it can be you know, God, we're really bad and we're going 0-16.
Yeah,
like the Browns did this year.
What do you say as that coach? I mean, how I've always wondered that. You know, not that I want to know. I don't want to be that coach, but you walk into the locker room after your last game and you have lost every game, including that one in the season. What do you say? I mean, do you even say anything? Is it just like, nah, just go home. I don't need to say anything. You know, you suck. I know I suck. We suck. Just get out of here.
Yeah. It's probably something along the lines of get your shit and get out. We're turning the lights off.
This is just 30 minutes. Yeah. It's the season's over, and we'll try again next year, and we'll never speak of this again. Yeah. So
if half of you are on the roster next year, or if I'm the head coach. All right. See you then.
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure, you know, other teams obviously face that, but I feel like being a professional team, it would make it all the more worse. Like we're supposedly professionals, and yet we couldn't win a single game.
Yep. Well, you know, at least it's not we're supposedly professionals and we're playing the college all-star team and getting our butts kicked every time. It's, you know, professionals playing other professionals.
That's right. At least we're losing to people that should be able to beat us.
There's always a bright side, Justin T.
I guess.
You can find it if you look.
Yeah. You try hard enough, you can make light, even when there is none.
If you believe in love after love.
Yeah. I mean, I just think about how bad it was, like, what Camden and I had to endure after a 5-5 football season that we didn't even have anything to do with.
Oh,
yeah. We're just talking about 5-5. We're not talking about, you know, we lost every game. I mean, we only lost half, and it was not pleasant. So
no, we didn't lose it either. We weren't even on the team.
That's what I mean. It wasn't to no fault of ours had they gone 5-5, but we were punished for it.
Oh yeah, that might be one of my most memorable football seasons. Is my freshman year.
Yeah. 36 freaking push-ups after every single thing.
Oh yeah. No, I think that season of football alone is why we went 10-0 our senior year, and why we were so kick-ass.
Yep. Oh, I definitely agree with that. I mean, I think that there was just so much. We learned long before we had lost how sucky losing would be. So
not a true words have never been spoken, Justin T.
Yeah, I think the decision by us was a little bit along the lines of, if losing is this bad, we don't ever want to lose.
Losing would not is not in the cards.
No. And then what? Didn't they only score that year, like in that Graham game? Didn't they score like 6 points or something? And then we did 6 push-ups?
Yeah, it was 36-6. Yeah. Trust me, that was all over the locker room. You could not see it.
It's pretty great.
Yep.
Anyway, digressing. Back to high school football.
There you go. Who knows? Hey, man, you know, we were on the NFL. It makes sense.
That's true. And we got there through the Super Bowl, which had to do with Kevin's weekend.
I don't know. Who do you think's going to have the best Super Bowl commercial? You seen any of them that are trickling out?
I have not. Mm.
There's one with Danny DeVito dressed up as an M&M.
Yeah.
Man, boy, he's getting old.
I don't even know what my plan is. Like, at the moment, I have no plan to watch. So
wow.
I will have to I have to see. I might have to take a listen on the radio. After all, you know, good old Sirius XM with all their bajillion sports channels. So,
do they have broadcast rights of the Super Bowl?
Well, see, what they do is they have, like, for example, CNN and ABC and NBC. They all have like their station on Sirius XM.
Gotcha.
So, you know, it's not Sirius XM, to my knowledge, probably does not, but I'm sure that one of their gajillion affiliates does. Like, I think they even have their sports, you know, marketing like team. What they tell people is that every sports game in every major professional sport you can listen to with this package.
There you go.
Like, there is not a single professional game that you will miss.
Well, that's so neat.
Yeah. I guess, you know, if you want to flip between three different state channels and listen to, you know, three different games that you couldn't usually hear, you can do that. So
I dig it.
Pretty nuts. Yeah, I think they have 5 or 10 NFL channels. So I don't know if that's like the NFL itself, or I don't know how that works, but it works somehow. So I'd imagine, yeah, I'd imagine that they also carried the Super Bowl. But
oh yeah.
Speaking of which, did you see the big news? It was in the business section of the Wall Street Journal. How much good old Fox is going
to
pay
for the Thursday night games? Yep, I was about to bring that up actually, because I know you're interested in that stuff. Over $3 billion.
Yeah,
I love.
And they're going to lose somewhere around $300 to $400 million on it.
Easy, man. There's no way. there's no way you make your money back on that.
No, they know it too. They're buying it knowing that they're going to lose money.
It blows me away, man. Because, you know, on one hand, you've got Fox News saying that everybody hates the NFL because these ingrateful players who are making millions won't stand for the flag, and then on the other side of the building it's like, all right, how much money are we going to have to lose to get Thursday night football, the worst type of NFL football, for $3 billion for the next 5 years? And it's just like, there is no correlation here. Obviously people are still watching the NFL, even though Fox News and other, you know, conservative sources like that will be like, oh, you can't watch the NFL because they hate you and the troops and everyone because Trump made it an issue. And it blows me away, man, where it's just like, obviously your bosses don't feel the same way.
Yeah, these things, one is not like the other. And in this case, it doesn't. I wish I could be in a business where the thing I was selling, I just told people up front, hey, you're going to lose $300 million, but you should give me $3 billion because, you know, reasons.
Yep.
That's not even like, give me your money and you have a chance to make it back. It's like, give me your money so that I can lose a good portion of it for you and keep the rest. How's that sound? I mean, you know, I'd like to be in that business. The NFL seems like a strong business to be in. We need to start a new professional football league.
Yeah. Well, hey, they're doing that. The XFL is coming back.
That's true. You did mention that.
Man,
we'll have to see.
Vince McMahon, baby. He's like, speed up the game. Do all the stuff that you hate about the NFL. And people were like, woo.
Whoa, 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 whoa,
let's do it. And then Vince McMahon's like, nah, but it's probably going to fail again.
So, as we talk about football and Camden and the sports revitalization this coming Sunday, you'll have to be sure to tune into that. I'd like to tell you a little bit more about True Chat and why the heck we're here. Specifically, True Chat will be the mortal enemy of speculation, innuendo, and stagnation. We will champion informed opinions and fresh ideas. True Chat will prove that media can be trusted, relied on, and responsible. We won't join the media elite because we're setting a new standard, a higher standard, the True Chat standard. If you have any ethical concerns with today's episode, please email ethics@truechat.org. Again, that's ethics, truechat.org. And don't forget, if you would like to get us to talk about something different, you can do so by leaving your input in the comments. And another important announcement is for those of you loyalists to the True Chat show, we will be going on a brief hiatus for probably about, I would guess, about 2 weeks. And we're going through some various reformatting here at True Chat, some planning and rethinking. And there's a chance that you could end up with even more True Chat when it's all said and done. And we've got to look at and figure out how this show may adapt and change. We're, for those of you that didn't know, we've launched, soft launch kind of, a local station in Urbana, and we're building it slowly but surely. And we're going to focus on that in the next couple of weeks and see how the True Chat show might fit into the day-to-day programming of that. So we'll be sure to keep you posted. And if you subscribe to this show on iTunes or Stitcher or one of those other platforms, you don't need to do anything because, of course, you'll get notified when we post a new episode. And if you're on True Chat, you can subscribe via the email list or follow us on social media. And we'll be sure to give you a heads up as soon as the next episode is ready to go. I'd say for sure that even if we're not fully reformatted and ready to come back in 1 to 2 weeks, that we'll definitely at least do a show to let you know the ETA. So, and we'll get a nice little break. I wonder how long has it been since we've had 2 weeks without the True Chat show?
A long time. I know this week was a little rough for both of us for different reasons. But a whole 2 weeks? Oh, it's been a while.
Yeah.
It's like True Chat's Groundhog just saw its shadow, and there'll be two more weeks without True Chat show.
That's right. That's what it is. That's what we'll chalk it up to, is the freaking Groundhog.
Did you know that was today?
I did, actually. I heard on the radio.
No idea. I had no idea. My mother just texted me and said, "All right, happy Groundhog Day." And I said, "What? What'd he do?" And it's like, "Oh, he saw his shadow." And I'm like, "Oh, okay."
Yeah, I feel like that's Groundhog's Day for you. It's kind of like a bittersweet thing. It's like, Groundhog's Day. And then it's like, shoot, he saw his shadow.
Well, that's now upsetting. It kind of sucks. Oh, it sucks. It's the weirdest holiday. I think it's losing steam, man.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think that's one of those that like really is starting to lose its allure for people.
It's a tough one.
Like, Christmas is still going strong. Halloween's still going strong. I'd say Easter, also one of those that's kind of losing steam. Maybe just in my circles, though. Who knows? Groundhog Day. Like, less and less people, I think, care about Groundhog Day. It's definitely a C-level holiday. let's be real. It's there with, like, Memorial Day and Labor Day. And, like, yeah, they do stuff, I guess. But
yeah.
But do they really matter to me?
That's right. I don't know. I feel like of Memorial Day and Veterans Day, Veterans Day is definitely like the one where people take that. I mean, people like cook out for Memorial Day, but it's kind of like,
yeah,
I don't know if we're really, you know, what are we doing here? Yeah. I mean, I know that there's a purpose, there's an intended purpose, but that's also kind of like Easter that way. Like, I feel like there's a lot of people who are like, yeah, Easter, but it, you know, they're more concerned with the chocolate and the various sweets.
So, yeah.
That's also Halloween for you too. There's a lot of people who are just like candy.
All right, Justin T, you can have 4 tier 1 solid AAA holidays of any holiday you can think of. 4 of them, tier 1. What you got?
Ooh. Well, definitely we're definitely keeping Christmas and Thanksgiving because
yep, okay.
I like to eat, and those are eating holidays.
Yeah, they are.
We're keeping those. Also, Christmas is presents, so
that's true. New Year's Eve and New Year's Day are also in the running, just in case you were interested.
Nah.
You don't like that those are in the running?
No, it's fine that they're in the running. I'm just saying I don't think
they're tier one.
New Year's Day definitely doesn't make it for me.
No,
that's 100%. I mean, what everybody loves New Year's Day because you get the day off if it's a weekday. But I mean, hey,
right.
That's about it. So,
and you get to eat sauerkraut, Justin T. Isn't that exciting?
No, it's not. Not for me. I don't like sauerkraut. So,
but it's good luck, Justin.
Well, maybe, but it almost causes me to faint. So makes me nauseous.
Wow.
I didn't like it when we had it at the fair for a while. Oh, that was awful. I hated when people ordered that. I was like, no,
I hate it. It will get in my nostrils. All right. You got two, Christmas and Thanksgiving. Is Easter making a tier one, or do you not even have four tier one holidays?
Well, see, you said it could be any holiday, so I'm thinking of holidays that I would like to elevate to a tier one.
Ooh,
like,
okay.
If they could be that top notch, what would they be? I wonder, are birthdays holidays? Do those count? I don't know.
No, we'll go national holidays here. I got my list. It's easy.
Okay. Well, you go ahead.
In this order, actually, I'll go last to first. I will. I'll say New Year's Eve is number four. That's a solid tier one holiday. Like serious partying, serious hanging out with friends and being with family and stuff. Number three, 4th of July, killer. I mean, you know, who doesn't love American Independence Day? Number two is gonna have to be Thanksgiving because food, and number one is Christmas because Thanksgiving and presents, and
that's
you
right.
know, it's more it's more acceptable to. No, I guess I don't know. I was going to talk about, is it more acceptable to booze on Christmas, or is it more acceptable to drink a few drops of liquor on Thanksgiving? I don't know, actually, now that I'm thinking about it in my head. But
that's a good question.
Yeah, which holiday more important? But those are my top four. Those are tier one creme de la creme holidays.
Yeah, I definitely agree on the 4th of July. I will take that one because
it's fun, man. It's a good time.
Well, and you and I for, I don't know, me for probably six to eight years, I would say.
Always
celebrated it at Red, White, and Boom. You know what I mean? It wasn't on the 4th of July, but the celebration for it was. And
that's killer. I mean, that is
killer
fireworks celebration.
It's a jumbo party of one just mass of people. Oh, I was so excited, Cam. So I printed out this sheet because I wanted to be a great broadcaster and be able to change up some of my lingo throughout the game.
Ooh.
For like, you know, different things. So like for a pass I got to use a few times, he slings it to the other side. And I like that. But I was waiting, and I told Lance before the game, I was so excited. I was waiting for a moment when there was just like, you know, where everybody jumps for the ball on the ground and they're all fighting for it. It happened like right at the end of the game, and I was so excited. I was like, "Ah, it's a pile of humanity." And it was great.
Pile of humanity. I like it.
Yep. I was like, I'm pretty sure I've never heard that used before, but I love it and I'm going to use it as a pile of humanity. Okay. There's a lot of funny ones on there. There's some too that are like really obscure, and I'm like, if I said this, no one would know what is happening. Even Camden, like, he'd have no idea what I'm saying.
Yeah, I feel like I've heard pile of humanity. That one sounds really old to me though. Like it.
Oh, it does. That's why I love it. It's like I can hear like a freaking 1930s basketball broadcaster just be like, it's a pile of humanity.
It's a pile of humanity out there. Who knows who's gonna come out with the round ball? Oh, yeah. It's Westy State.
And that's one too, that it could be like basketball or football.
Yeah, you're right. That's why I said round ball.
Yes, it could definitely be. It could definitely be a pile of humanity in football. So
round ball. I think it's kind of a pile of humanity if you're doing it right, almost every play.
That is Yeah, if you're doing it right. if it's working right, it's a pile of humanity. Yeah, so I was excited about that. But there's a lot of cool terms on there, like probably 90% of which I will never use because people would be like, I don't know what that is. So
that does not explain the game to me at all. You are painting me the opposite of a picture.
That's right. You're just making words up and saying them. Hey, that's half of broadcasting. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise.
Oh, yeah.
Just being able to make stuff up on the
BS,
fly.
The BS gene in broadcasting is very important.
Yes. Oh, yeah. People take – I, you and I have talked about that a lot of times. People take broadcasting for granted. And the best broadcasters are the people that make it look like it's easy to do.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm reading I think you read a little bit of it, Cam. I know at one point I think you were reading Beyond Powerful Radio, but I'm reading through that right now, and that's really – it's very interesting. It's a lady who's a consultant for radio stations, and she was a broadcaster herself, but she's been doing it since like 1990 or something, and so lots of experience in the industry. And it's got some cool insight. It's been nice to know that in certain areas we were doing things very right. But then it's also a little sombering to learn in other areas that we've been doing things completely wrong. Yeah. No question about it. You're especially when, you know, they cite here's the right way to do it and then here's the wrong way to do it. And then when you realize that the wrong way to do it is the literal way that you're doing it, it's like, oh, good.
Well,
love it.
Great. This could not be going better.
That's right. There's literally nothing we could do to make it go worse. So, anywho, that was that. As far as the week goes for me.
Oh, yeah. How was your week?
yeah, it's been okay. We did a family dinner last night. I've been perfecting my New York strip pan-seared steak recipe. And last night was the first night that I did it for somebody other than just Brett and I. We had my parents over and my grandma.
Grandma.
And, yeah, and they thoroughly enjoyed it. So, and they priced what they'd pay for the plate at about what I was hoping for. So that was good because we're considering doing a wine and dine at Maple Lane. And so we're looking at doing a meal with that. And I've been trying to think about what we could do. So that was good. It was a yummy dinner. I was super stuffed afterwards. Felt like my gut was going to explode.
Gutteris.
So I felt like it had shrunk three sizes before I ate, and then it was just like, nope, I just can't.
I can't eat no more.
Yeah. So let's see. Yeah, that's not a lot else, I guess, really. I mean, there's been work stuff, but nothing too excited.
Yeah, there you go. I'll tell you what. I'm going to be delivering a lot of pizzas this week. I can feel it. I can feel it in my bones. Do you have a fourth tier one holiday yet?
Oh, hey. Well, I will get to the holiday thing. But speaking of pizza, I did that this week. Ordered from Cam's place of business, Pizza Hut.
There you go. So. Pizza the Hut.
Yep. How much pizza do you end up eating?
Not a lot, actually. I don't really like to eat while I'm on the clock.
Yeah. Do you ever take it home with you?
No. I ordered a pizza from there last night just because I was balling on a budget, and I'm like, yeah, you know, haven't eaten much today, and I'll eat a pizza.
No, I'll eat a pizza.
Yeah, I didn't eat the whole pizza. Obviously, had some for breakfast today.
Well, that's what I was going to ask next. Was I was like, wow, that's aggressive.
No, it was not aggressive. It was not that aggressive.
Bring me a pizza, and I'll eat it.
Oh, I'll eat that pizza right in front of you. Don't even cut it. I'm going to just roll it up.
Cut it into slices.
Yeah, cut it into slices like Stromboli. Eat it that way.
Stromboli pizza.
Yeah.
Can you just imagine? I can see somebody doing that too, like calling a pizza and being like, okay, can you just not cut it and roll it
can
for me?
Roll it.
Can you do that? Just be like,
tie it with
I
a
guess.
String. Roll it and then tie it with twine.
Yeah. So anyway, my last holiday. I don't know. See, I wanted to add another holiday where you do presents and gift exchange.
You can
but
add
I,
it.
I can't find one. So
the Justin T. Weller Day.
Yeah, that's well. But you said they have to be like legitimate holidays. So holidays that have Prez.
You just want free stuff. You know, you also have to outlay money for this holiday.
I know. I like giving gifts too.
Easter. I've heard of Easter gift giving. Because it's the gift of Christ or whatever.
Yeah. I have heard of that as well, although I am not familiar with anyone, nor am I part of a family that practices giving gifts. So
on Easter.
No, this is not what I want.
Oh my god.
I put into Google holidays that have presents, and then what I get is best Christmas and birthday gift ideas.
Oh yeah.
And I'm like, no. No, it's not.
That's what everyone else wants, but I don't want it.
Maybe if I say, what holidays?
Happy holidays.
Presents. Nope, I get literally the exact same thing. Great. Okay. Well, in that case, I guess I'll go with New Year's Eve, too.
Jeezy, criminy after all that.
I know.
What a limp answer that was.
Actually, no, you know what? I'm going to go with Memorial Day because if I could make it an A-plus holiday, that's a great weekend for business. Also, it should be a cooler holiday than it is because you pretty much – you always get the day off work. And yeah, so I'm going to go with Memorial Day because I would like to elevate it, you know, because you said if I could choose any holidays and make them
– yes.
You know, that. Yeah. So I would make Memorial Day that because – That could be your opportunity to purchase a tree to memorialize something.
Lord in heaven. I tell you what.
So.
Always thinking with his wallet, that Justin T.
Yep. It's interesting because Cam and I both, I feel like we both do it, but we both do it in a unique way.
So different of a way. I don't think about the input. I think about the output. That's the best way to put it. You're always about input. Like, oh, how can we put more bills into the system? And I'm like, how can I keep my bills right here beside me the whole time?
Yes.
Dude, I tell you what, I just had to pay for rent and I'm dying now. It's all over.
Yeah?
Yep. Yep. Out of money forever.
I mean, I feel like you're going to work today. So.
No, I'm gonna work 4 days in a row. You best believe I better make some money.
Be getting those tips.
Tips? People better tip on Super Bowl, man. I haven't been getting good tips recently. Pizza Hut's been letting me down.
Uh-oh.
I know.
Well, we'll have to see how that develops. I'm excited to hear the about the Super Bowl, and boy howdy, whenever we have our next show, we're going to have plenty to discuss. But in the meantime, we cannot thank you enough for tuning in to today's show. It does mean a lot that you'd take time out of your day and spend it with us. So, and even if you're just in the car and you would have to be anyway and you're listening to us, guess what? We still appreciate it. So don't get smart. Anyway, actually, that's a lie. I don't mean that. If you're stupid, please get smart. Don't stay stupid.
There you go.
If you already listen to podcasts on iTunes, Stitcher, or some other platform, you can also subscribe to our shows there. I'm sorry, but now I'm realizing that if you're stupid, you probably wouldn't realize that you're stupid. And so... this is a problem.
This is a problem.
Yeah. Anyway, you know what? Just keep listening, okay? Don't worry about it. We appreciate that you tune in, wherever you tune in, and whether you're smart or not. So, for the True Chat Show on True Chat in Urbana, Ohio, I'm Justin T. Weller.
And I'm Cam Pierce.
Thank you, as always, for tuning in, and we'll be sure to see you next time on the True Chat Show. Be the change.